The next person will be Nick, so be ready, please, Nick.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay behind the camera. I guess I should post more talk to the people in public. When I first started being a programmer in 2009 at KPFT, I saw KPFT as a community space where people of color can meet freely and, you know, talk about as radical things as we want, just a total open community space. And I quickly realized that KPFT was actually not that place, and people of color were very uncomfortable at KPFT. The prison show is one glaring example. The prison show is supposed to be a show that reaches out. Prisoners can hear it on the radio in Huntsville. It's run by all white people, and as we know, most people in jails and prisons are people of color. The few people of color that did work with the prison show were run off very quickly because they were made to feel uncomfortable. KPFT can still be the place that I imagined when I first walked in, and under Dr. Kamau's leadership, when he was the interim general manager for a few months, was the first time that I met a lot of programmers that I hadn't met before, because we were meeting and we were working together, and people that volunteered at KPFT weren't scared. There wasn't this atmosphere of retaliation or fear of management the way they had been under Dwayne Bradley, who conveniently Bill Crozier is not here, probably because he knows people are angry about our show getting canceled, among other things. But Dwayne Bradley was a friend of Bill Crozier's, and after Dwayne Bradley left the station as general manager, he was rehired by Bill Crozier as a national consultant. No one knew about that. No one at the station knew about that. None of the board, no one knew for months. So I just want to throw that out there. Again, Larry Winters, who is supposedly our general manager, is not here. He hasn't attended a single local station board meeting. He was only interim general manager for 10 days before he imposed his gag order on us programmers. And it was lifted last month by the local station board. Our show, Houston Indie Media, went on air and talked about it. We aired a clip talking about the gag order, the entirety of talking about the gag order, and our show was removed. Thank you.
Thank you. Nick?
I wanted to talk a little bit about the Houston Indie Media show that aired on March 30th, I think it was. So it was pretty good radio. I thought it made for a great story, and it resulted in an immediate termination of the show. So it wasn't kind of like a warning or something like that. It was just the show was kicked off there immediately after airing it. I think that you might think that, like, Fox News is kind of fascist and right-wing, but when there's a scandal at Fox News, like Roger Ailes scandal or something like that, Fox News tries to cover that. The idea that KPFT shows can't deal with a news topic that has to do with KPFT would be putting us in a more kind of totalitarian standard than mainstream media, than Fox News. And the idea that you can't criticize somebody and still do it in a way that's not a personal attack is absurd. There's all kinds of ways in which you can personally attack somebody. There's also, you can say, here's a public statement by somebody. This is what they wrote. This is what they sent out to all the programmers. I disagree with it. That's not a personal attack. And I think that we have to be really careful when somebody starts saying that it's a personal attack to have a critique of something that is legitimately news. And I think that Houston Indie Media has done a great job of covering things that are news, even if they pertain to KPFT. And I think that, when you're in an environment where it's like you do a news story and then you suddenly have your show kicked off the air, it's just more of what we've been hearing. It's not very conducive to programmers feeling encouraged to do news coverage and then being told that, oh, well, this actually was a personal attack. You know, we have in Houston Indie Media an agreement not to do any personal attacks, of course. Like, we're a news organization. We've not only been practicing that, but we've been teaching that around the world. Like, Indie Media is a source where people learn about how to do good journalism, and the idea of station management telling us, oh, well, that was a personal attack, we've determined it, and therefore your show is off the air immediately, was really problematic, and I hope that it gets addressed really quickly, and I hope that that kind of thing doesn't happen to other shows, and I also hope that shows don't feel like they're under the thumb where that might happen to them if they cover the news.
Thank you, Nick. I'm sorry I have to cut y'all off. I just want to make sure everyone has a chance to speak. Next is Sarai Garcia, and then after that is Liliana.
name is Sarai Garcia, and I'm a community organizer. And I'm here basically because I'm really disturbed by everything that has gone out, and I'm coming to you as an outsider, letting you know that the behavior that has been exhibited is basically it's a culture of white supremacy, and you're silencing people of color's voice. And I know y'all don't want to hear that, and y'all don't like to hear that, but when you effectively silence our voices, and you're imposing your power over us and dictating to us what we can say. Let me tell you something. This indie media was the only one that I know that covered Standing Rock. She reached out to our community about the issues that was going on. Night Sounds, which was also canceled, was the only show that reached out about the John Hernandez case, which y'all should, that should have been covered widely by KPFT. I mean, it's just, I'm just here as a concerned citizen. I think y'all need to do some self-evaluation. What happened to indie media is clear retaliation. It shouldn't be acceptable. I mean, y'all are supposed to be the media. How are y'all censoring? I do not understand that. That's ridiculous. And the fact that none of y'all are outraged about this is alarming to me. Alarming. So I'm coming to you as a citizen watching what is going on. And it's just, I'm so disappointed. So disappointed. Effectively, how I feel is like you are trying to silence my people. And that is not okay with me.
Liliana and then Angela. We can come back to her, that's okay.
Good evening, folks. My name is Angela Sanchez de Bravo. I have been, as long as I've been in Houston, which is more than half my life, I've been a listener. I was also briefly on the board until I was removed without any notice because I missed meetings because I had to get a paycheck to pay my bills. I was a listener, then I contributed, and then I wanted to do more, and I became a part of the board, and that had some satisfaction, but mostly disappointment. And I'm here to talk about what happened, what everybody else has spoken about before, about the Houston Indie Media Show and its cancellation with no notice, and to date, still no written justification for why it happened. If folks have forgotten what the mission of Pacifica Radio is, go look it up, because this is not it. And there is peace, but it's a piece of something, and it's not the actual peace that started here. I became a part of the Houston Indie Media Collective because I wanted to do something more, something bigger. And there I found it. And I can tell you that every single time that somebody had a story idea, if they were too close to it, there was checks and balances. There was somebody that said, okay, is this personal or is this not? And we reported, even if we reported on things that were being reported on other shows or in general media, we made sure to report on what other people, what the community wanted to hear, what they weren't hearing. And to have this silence, to report on something that they could find out some other way by either attending or by listening, and now that to talk about the business, the bad business that's been here, because I have been part of this part of it too. And I felt inefficient, and a waste of my brain and a waste of my time. And so when I was removed because I had to work or take care of my family, then so be it. I kept being a part of that collective. I am damn proud that if that show was the last one, they did go down doing what this station used to be about, not what it's about now. And I agree with Sarai that if more people are not asking why this happened and more outrage, then that just adds another insult to the outrage. I think people really need to ask what they are doing here. What each and every one of you is doing here with votes and, you know, just not trying, fighting about where to post job postings, try to figure out how to keep the folks that are here unpaid first. Because these people that, like me, that became donors and the money, they're going away. And then you don't even have this. So please do something.
Thank you. I'm Liliana.
My name is Liliana. Chair Benicia is here.
I'm sorry, Benicia is here. Well, thank you. I'm sorry, I don't know your name, number 13. You're up.
All right.
Come on up. And then after that is PK.
Yes, I would like to add my time to PK's if I might.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would like to add my time to PK's if I may as well.
Tell me your name. Sorry. Okay. That's 6 minutes, PK.
I call this the transition time because I am transitioning to a member of KPFT and no longer the hardest decision I ever made was to be on this board. I'm feeling my power because in the last 2 months that I've decided that I am going to resign from this board, I started walking better and feeling better and not getting sick. The toxicity here, and everybody is responsible for it, the toxicity here gets into your pores. It gets into your psyche and your spiritual self. And yet, wherever I sat, I held the space of civility. I held the space of fairness. I held the space of truth and transparency. I held you in my arms and loved every last one of you. I did that. I've been guilted, shamed, written about, told that I was racist, and still I hold this space for you. And so I'm switching sides. And so now I want to talk to you. This station belongs to you. The members do have power. Lord knows we haven't exercised our power to do the right thing, and yet we reinstated Dr. Kabam. Where is he? We got rid of the gag order. By me, by Courtney, by Rachel. Y'all are gone. We want it to be fair. What I get known for is disrupting this dysfunction by looking at fiscal irresponsibilities, looking at fiduciary, appalling behavior, allowing a man that used to be the manager who's been hemorrhaging membership and money for 15 years to shadow Dr. Kamau and tell programmers not to give for Dr. Kamau. It was a setup. And still, I wanted to be a part of the change. So now, if you'll have me, I'm a member. We can take this station. This station doesn't belong to any one person here. It belongs to all of us. So I'm going to ask you to be patient with me, but to understand I have always had your back. I've always believed that we could raise the money, market our station, develop our programs, have a place for children, have a place for elders, have a place for black, brown, white. We can do that. This will be my last meeting, but I'd like to stay as treasurer. I'd like to still work on the committees, but I'm not fighting with them anymore. I'm not begging them to do what's right, but we can hold them accountable because now I know how to help you do that because I am a member too. And I am KPFT. Can we all say it? I am KPFT. It's a new day. I can't do it this way anymore. I'm not going to do it this way anymore. We're going to do it together. And I know I've disappointed you by not remaining. But it's on you now to do the right thing, because I'm going to do something else. Peace.
Liliana.
This is why I do this. I don't want him to have to deal with this 10, 15 years from now. Well, he's getting older, so maybe he's still with this.
I have Rachel Clark and then Pat Hartwell.
I don't know if I can really add a whole lot to the conversation. I do want to thank the board for lifting the gag order. It's one of those deals where it is very, very concerning. Obviously, no one should be disparaged on the air. No one should be maligned on the air. But when we do a news story in which we quote the Houston Chronicle, we air part of a public meeting with public statements, and then we also read an email that outlines the policy of the station. And I can tell you, because in my personal life, I am a leader of a nonprofit. When I send an email regarding policy, I have no right to assume it should be confidential. That is wrong, and that is, at the very least, an unethical practice. I'm also concerned because, while I don't know guaranteed, but one of the people here whose comments were heard on the portion of the public comments that we aired also lost their job shortly thereafter, and that is not right. I question the leadership of those decisions, and I hope that they can be revisited. I also am hopeful that the LSB continues to make decisions that are more aligned with the Pacifica Statement station mission, like lifting the gag order. Those are things. The only other news agency that doesn't report on itself is Bloomberg. I don't think Bloomberg, they're the only other media outlet that has a similar policy. And so, I mean, that, do we really want to be aligned with Bloomberg? Exactly. So, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. We have Pat and then Nancy.
My name is Pat. This is not the first time I've gotten up and spoken to the audience, nor is it the first time I have gotten up and spoken to the board. And obviously, it will not be the last. Before I came up here, and y'all know I never use notes, but I did this time. Let me define fascism for you. It's a political philosophy characterized by authoritarian views and a strong central government with no tolerance for opposing opinions. This is what KPFT is. Under the leadership of Bill Crozier as a de facto and Larry Summerall. I refuse to call him by his fake name. This is part of the problem here. When they canceled India Media, yet another show of color was canceled. For y'all that saw this chart that PK and I did, what was it, 82% or some stupid something of this Americana programming? I told y'all then, I've told y'all countless times when I get up here, you better stop and think. You better stop and think. I have a short poem. It has been translated and varied quite a bit, but this is the original poem by a German Lutheran pastor, Martin, and I'm going to mispronounce it, I'm sure, Niemeyer. He was around during the fascist Nazi era. And he wrote this poem. first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. I have quoted this poem before because it is relevant to all of us. And all I have to say to Rhonda Garter, you wrote me an email after I got taken off that prison show, and you said to me, karma's a bitch, isn't it? I guarantee you it is, honey.
Okay, then Liliana. Okay. Nancy. And then Evan.
And then who?
Evan.
All right. I want to say thank you very much to PK McCary. I like to say thank you very much to PK McCary.
Amen.
I was afraid to try to stop her, and I was afraid to try to. I don't want PK to get sick. Yeah, we have a lot of toxicity in our station, and we got to roll up our sleeves and we got to clean it up. It's going to take hard work, and it's not just here. It's at all five stations. And guess what? The most important person is in the dark. They don't know. It's the public. It's the membership. They cut off the LSD report to the people. They cut off announcing these meetings, which is in the bylaws. You're supposed to announce it four times in prime times, 1 week in advance. Has not been adhered to for many, many years. So I don't want to point other names except anyway. PK was a very strong atmosphere and sense of solidness, and we're going to miss her. Thank you.
Good evening. I came here a couple of months ago. My name is Evan McClanahan. I'm a programmer on the HD3 channel. I do a show on Thursdays at 5 called Sin Boldly. I'm a Lutheran pastor. It's Martin Niemöller.
How do you say it?
Niemöller, I guess. Or Niemöller or something like that. But I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I got enough church politics to deal with, so I'm not here to argue. And these are all hard acts to follow, by the way, because I have something maybe related but kind of different, which is kind of the same thing I talked about last time. Just trying to be that squeaky wheel, which is I've been on the HD3 channel for 3 years, trying to do a good show, be a good team player. My show's kind of a big picture topic, you know, spiritual, religious worldview. I'm interested in what makes people tick. I'm not always interested in the day-to-day policy minutiae or what politician I'm supposed to love or hate today, but I'm interested in what makes people think the way they do and why they do. So I approach things as a Christian. Hope that's okay, since we are open to many points of view here. So, I've written the two folks who are interim staff at KPFT. I never hear back. That last time I came, a few people talked about maybe there was a programming committee that might be coming back together or something. I'd be happy to help with that in any way. I haven't done anything since then, but I just do think that if you're if you're on the HD3 channel and you're interested in being on the FM channel, it seems to me there should be a process by which there is a training or mentoring or conversation about how you kind of make that jump. So if spots become available, not that I'm saying I hope they do in the way that they have recently, but if spots become available, then there is someone ready to kind of fill that spot. An ongoing conversation in that regard, it'd be nice if that could take place, and I'm happy to help where I can. Thank you.
Stop the side talk during public comment, please. Jim Sheridan.
Jim Sheridan. I'm volunteering for the Galveston Bay Foundation 2018
Humanity Festival. And it can be any outreach group. If you'd like to volunteer, if you like have any students that need service hours, community service hours, so either slide those in back or one, two. Wendy has information and Misha has information. So, contact them.
I can't hear you.
Mayday Festival 2018, April 21st, between 10 and 4 p.m. I'd like to volunteer. There's five people left.
Thank you. Liliana, has Liliana come back in? Matthew, you had a quick thing you wanted to say?
Yeah, just a public announcement. At 3 p.m. this Saturday at the station boardroom will be the public tally for the PNB, the PNB Strategic Planning and Program Committee to seat the KPFA members. If anybody wants to attend, it'll be 3 p.m.
I have 2 more minutes left of public comment. Does anyone want to speak?
Yeah, I was about to stand for this. This is cool.
Akua, you're going to... Welcome.
This is right. Good evening, and it's great to see everyone. Today I had a conversation with a few people about just our inability to be a part of history that we've helped to create. As you know, we've experienced the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's assassination. And in Houston, there's an incredible story about Dr. King when he came to Houston. What I was told by Esther King, who was once a board member here, he said that Dr. King was unable to speak at Jones Hall because Joan Baez was here, Harry Belafonte, all these people. Yeah, and someone threw a sink bomb in the auditorium, and that killed him. And then he came a second time, and his life was threatened. So he never got to speak here in Houston. But yet, that history and that story hasn't been told. Also, with the death of Winnie and Dika Mandela, the entire world is not only mourning her death, but reporting on her death. And I was told that NPR ran a story using our archives, because after Dr. King died, before the march, the poor man's march, Coretta, I didn't know this, but Coretta went on to lead the march. And Pacifica was there and recorded everything. But yet, we didn't run the story. NPR did. Why am I saying this? I'm saying that something, we're off track here. We're really, really off track. I love music just like everyone else. But this Sound of Texas thing, it's not the thing. We have to be inclusive. This is not the only state in the universe. There are people here from all over the world who can contribute to our music format. And if the Sound of Texas was working, it would have worked 15 years ago. We wouldn't have lost 15,000 members down to less than 5,000 members. As I said the last time I was here, our cousins that are just up the street, KTSU, they have 350,000 members. Not playing the Sound of Texas, but playing a little bit of everything, from Zydeco, the blues, the jazz, the salsa, a little bit of what represents Houston. So I'm saying that I think it's incumbent upon all of us to really look at the numbers and do the math and understand what we're missing here. We are watching history pass us by, and history that we created, and to not be a part of the national dialogue that we recorded about Coretta Scott King leading that march and having NPR to run our story and give Pacifica credit, and we're sitting on the sidelines, it really speaks volumes as to where we are as a network.
Thank you. Thank you so much for speaking public. You are welcome at every one of our meetings from 8 to 8:30, the second Wednesday of every month. It will be here until we let you know otherwise. Please check KPFTX for these meetings and for committee meetings to which you are welcome and encouraged to attend and help us. We have to go into executive session now, which means I need to ask you all to leave, and we will do our best to serve you while you're out of the room. You can choose to wait until we're done. It may be a while, but we will come out and welcome you back in when we're done with this work.
Thank you.